order to avoid a large deficit this spring, the school has proposed slashing salaries by 16% and cutting three positions. The changes will keep the school just slightly in the black, but there are risks.
There's no guarantee that the staff will remain at the school until the end of the year. And, you know, it is a small staff there already. If staff were to leave, it could be detrimental to just the education of the students there.
That's Mike Doreen with the district. The Board of Trustees has approved keeping the school open through June. Rain Shadow officials will have to apply to get their charter renewed, though. And Superintendent Tracy Davis says there must be proof that the organization is financially stable.
To me, the real issue is how do we get off the roller coaster so that we're not in a board meeting having to make a hard decision for kids every year.
Rain Shadow is an alternative school for kids who might not fit the mold of a more traditional public school. It opened in 2003, and Jennifer Hatinga says it's made a difference.
My daughter's part of the 20 children that came to Rain Shadow as a freshman. 19 of them are graduating. Only one child that started as a freshman isn't graduating, and I think there's something to be said about that.
Rain Shadow has had flaky financials for several years now, and this is not the first time the school has faced a possible closure. Michelle Billman, Reno Public Radio News.